In this edition of the Edgar podcast, we interviewed Rhianne Jackson, a fine golfer from America, who, because of her medical condition, needed to practice smart en route to winning the US Adaptive Open last year. This bright and thoughtful person talks well about golf and life. So let's meet Rhianne Jackson now. Rhianne Jackson lives in St. Petersburg in Florida and loves golf. The 26-year-old is a current US national golf champion. Her dad, DJ, is the local high school golf coach. He describes the bad shots or bad mistakes all golfers make as potential round ruiners. How a moment's lack of focus can turn a good score on a hole into a scorecard wrecking 10 or similar. But he also insists that in golf, and in most of life, whatever happens to you, there is the chance to come back the next day and perhaps have your best day yet. Of course, you will know that there are round ruiners in every part of our lives, but it is how you react and what you do next that's important. To make an improvement the next time, DJ says, you need to back yourself. Trusting her own judgment helps Rhianne in dealing with her condition, muscular dystrophy, knowing when she can work, play, practice, and importantly, rest. How to manage her working life at St. Anthony's Hospital in St. Petersburg, where she works as a patient support technician, and is thinking over her potential next steps in this field. Her medical condition means that the muscles in her shoulders and legs are weakening over time. She needs to take this seriously, be positive in each aspect of her life, but not overreach physically. Rhianne can't play as often as she'd like to because she needs good rest, so she practices and plays smart and has a healthy mindset for playing her best golf. This was all crystallised in July last year when entering her nation's US Adaptive Open for the second time. Feeling unprepared and nervous, she phoned a friend, thinking briefly of taking flight rather than staying to fight, before choosing the latter, luckily, at the challenging Pinehurst No. 6 course in North Carolina, and going on to beat the field by 5 clear shots with her excellent rounds of 76, 75 and 74. Rhianne was a United States champion. Both her mum Laurie, a schoolteacher, and her dad DJ have been incredibly supportive in her growing up. But DJ has been the central figure in her golf development. When he's not doing the day job in real estate, he is a respected high school golf coach. Before helping Rhianne, DJ had coached her sisters Danielle, who is 10 years her senior, and Morgan, who is 8 years her senior, to become very fine players themselves. An easy laugh and a wide smile are there when Rhianne recounts the story of informing her slightly frustrated father that she was choosing to play golf left-handed rather than relying on her stronger right hand, which she used in day-to-day life. Nothing wrong with that, you might say, but DJ had coached the elder sisters well to surely prove his credentials, and there was also the small matter of there being lots of right-handed clubs handed down from the girls that were waiting for her in the garage. And after all, Rhianne was only 6 years old, he reasoned, a bit young to be making major swing decisions, based partly because she liked a little putter with which she could putt backhand. However, Rhianne's wishes prevailed, and she never looked back as a lefty. She knew what she wanted, and she made it work for her. Meanwhile, when it was time for middle school for Rhianne, the two elder Jackson sisters' names were already on the honours boards for both golf and basketball. Seeing their names up there inspired her to push on.
I think it did. The high school that we all went to, there were record boards. So I think kind of going into the school every day, like by the time I was in middle school, my sisters were already in college. So like I would walk into the gym every day and I would see like the basketball record board and see their names. And then I would see the golf record board and see their names. And I'm just like, well, no one's going to know there's a third Jackson if my name doesn't get up there. So it was always a goal to kind of follow in their shoes of like, okay, like, this is what I want to do for basketball. This is what I want to do for golf. So to be able to kind of go back to where I graduated from and like see my name with my sisters is one of the things that I would say I'm the most proud of, like in my career this far, you know, little high school sports. But I think a lot of my enjoyment from golf comes out of it's something that I can do with my family. you know, my dad and my sisters both play. And, you know, my sisters, they're both grown, like to a point where like I have my job. So we're not able to get together as like a family super often. Like we have our one time a year that we all get together and play golf. And so I think just having that as like a connecting factor of people in my life that I don't necessarily get to see regularly.
These family matches usually take place at Seminole Lake Country Club, where she began learning as a 6-year-old. All the family are members. Rhianne even works 4 hours a week helping out, and her dad is often there to keep an eye on her game.
My dad used to say that golf is like one of the hardest sports he ever tried because in basketball, you can miss a three-pointer, but you have the same exact opportunity the next time down the court to make a three-pointer, and it doesn't really like affect anything in the game. But for golf, like you hit one bad shot, and he calls them round ruiners. So he says one shot can just ruin your whole round. Kind of to piggyback off that, like even though we have round ruiners, my dad would always say that one round doesn't make a career. So just because you have a round ruiner one time doesn't mean that the next time it can't be completely different and you go out and shoot like the best score of your life.
Rhianne believes a lot of her personality comes from her dad, including some inner steel, because DJ wasn't afraid to give some tough love at times. Her favourite family story is when she and her high school teammates hadn't played well that day. So coach DJ temporarily relegated the team name of the Mustangs to that of the Ponies. This inspired the girls to work hard to earn back their Mustang title as quickly as possible. Who wants to be a pony when you can be a Mustang? Rhianne loved college golf in eastern Illinois, where she studied history along with her golf, and she enjoyed the whole team ethic from these experiences. Through hard work and despite often feeling exhausted and not knowing why, she had improved to become a good single-figure golf handicap and earned a golf scholarship. But there had been a struggle fitness-wise. On the basketball court in her late teens, on the golf course, in school lessons, and in the day-to-day, Rhianne started to lose her energy. Fatigue became ever-present.
I was a freshman in college when it was finally diagnosed. I think through high school, like playing basketball, a lot of people just saw me as someone who was super lazy and like didn't give 100% when I was playing, but that was kind of my 100%, or at least my way of being able to conserve my energy to be able to play a whole game. And so it wasn't until I went to college and realized I was really struggling to walk the golf course of like playing qualifying rounds and then playing a practice round and then playing tournaments. It was a lot. And so a lot of my teammates were like, "Oh, she doesn't want to be here, like she's not trying." And that just like was never the case with me. I was just really trying to do what I could and try to conserve my energy when I wasn't on the golf course. My condition, like it's not well known, I would say, because doctors, they're like, "We don't really know how to help you. Like, we don't think physical therapy is going to help you." But I think kind of being already graduated from high school and being into college, it definitely made me look back on my high school sports career and made me like really appreciative for what I had accomplished, because a lot of people had said, like, you know, "You're only getting to play basketball because your dad's the coach. You're never going to be able to sign a golf scholarship. Like, you're not good enough." And then realizing, like, I did all of these things, plus I had a disability and had no idea. Like, it definitely made me think, like, wow, I was actually very successful.
One medical specialist examined how hard some of her shoulder and leg muscles had to work, even in low-level activity, and compared the effort to that of running a marathon.
I think so. I've gone to a few doctors and they just look at me and they're like, "We don't know how you're able to swing a golf club. Like, we don't understand. It doesn't make sense." So I think like sometimes hearing that, it makes me appreciative for like, okay, like I'm still able to play golf. Like, a lot of people with my condition aren't even able to walk. So I think it makes me really appreciate kind of where I am in my life and makes me want to continue playing, because I'm thinking like every time I'm out there, I'm like, okay, like this is keeping me from, you know, maybe progressing further into my condition. I have no idea kind of where I'm going to be in like 10 years, like what I'm going to be able to do. But I think as I continue to play golf today, it definitely is helping me kind of prevent the progression of my disease.
Questioned further on the value of golf for other people with impairments, and Rhianne doesn't hesitate in her answer.
I would definitely recommend golf just because I feel like golf truly is a sport that everyone can play. You know, especially going to these adaptive events, I see people who were like born with these disabilities and picked up golf along the way. I've seen people who played golf and then were in some sort of accident and then continued to play golf afterwards. People like me who were living with a disability didn't know, kind of got the news like later in life of, oh, this is what's going on, and kept playing golf. You know, and like the cool thing about golf is you can play against able-bodied people. Like it's not like a physical sport of like you're not trying to wrestle someone to the ground. Like you're truly able to play on your own, but like also with people. And I think it's just like a great game that like truly anyone can play. And I really like that. Like you can be as good as you want to be because you can go out and practice on your own or just with other people too.
Remembering her positive experiences playing college golf, when Rhianne was 24 a couple of years back, she discovered the inaugural US Adaptive Open was to be staged at the famous Pinehurst venue in 2022, created by the USGA for golfers with disability. Though she didn't play that well that first time, she enjoyed the experience and signed up to play in 2023, though she did not for a minute think she would be lifting the trophy at the end of the event.
I did not expect to win. Like, I remember the night before the first round, I tried calling one of my friends back in Florida, and luckily he didn't answer. But I remember like the phone ringing and just wanting to be like, I'm so sorry. I'm gonna embarrass myself this year. Like, I don't feel prepared. And then somehow just went out and shot three of the better rounds of my career and won. And I think after winning in 2023, I was like, wow, like this is something that I actually kind of enjoy doing. Like, let me look into other tournaments in the States. And so I was able to play, I think, three other tournaments after the Adaptive Open last summer. And I think, like, obviously, those all kind of helped. I was able to play in Ohio, Georgia, and then Florida. And then this year, I've definitely tried to add on a few extra tournaments just to be able to play because, like, I've made friends now. When I go to tournaments, I get to just kind of play golf and hang out with my friends.
Rhianne will now have the wonderful opportunity of defending her US Adaptive Open crown this July, with the USGA tournament now in its third edition being staged at Sand Creek Station Golf Club near Wichita, Kansas. Here she will face some of the best golfers with disability in the world on this challenging course. Winning the US Adaptive Open earned Rhianne some healthy ranking points on the world ranking for golfers with disability, and she has recently qualified for the G4D Tour for the first time, the tournament series staged by the DP World Tour and Edgar, contested by some of the best international G4D, Golf for the Disabled, players, and taking place at top golf venues as far afield as the UK, Sweden, Germany, the United Arab Emirates, Kenya, and, come the end of April, Rhianne will find herself teeing it up in the G4D Tour CJ Cup Byron Nelson in Texas, with a field of players with different impairments playing on the same course, the TPC Craig Ranch, in the same week as the famous professionals we all see on television.
I'm very much looking forward to it. I think that it'll probably be one of the bigger events that I play this year, which is exciting. Like my caddy, she lives in Arizona, so she's able to fly in. Like she got time off work. And so I think just kind of seeing some of the best in adaptive golf all in one place will be very exciting. And I'll get to see some people that I haven't gotten to meet yet. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Rhianne will be joined in Texas by her caddy, Mackenzie, who is a former teammate from college in Eastern Illinois. The pair will no doubt make a great team for the tournament. It is probably high time that Rhianne gave herself a pat on the back for her achievements. She practices smart, which she hopes also translates to good golf course management in tournaments. This was learned with help from her elder sisters at Seminole Lake. This subject brings her back to the person she thanks most for her golfing mindset.
Yeah, I think my dad has always kind of been my biggest supporter through golf. Like he has always been kind of like the biggest cheerleader with even backing, like when I was trying to, like going through the process of getting diagnosed, my dad was kind of the one where everyone was like, oh no, she's just lazy, like give up on her kind of. He was like, no, like I think there's like actually something going on here. So like I've always been like super appreciative for him. My mom, obviously, she hasn't been able to go and support me at as many tournaments like in person as she would like, just because she's a school teacher. And so like golf season here is the fall and the spring. But she was able to be there at the Adaptive Open when I won, which was like just kind of like a great moment to be able to share with my mom. And then I would say just like my college coaches that I've had, you know, they had to kind of see, like they were in the struggle with me of like figuring out what was going on. I had to petition the NCAA for the use of a golf cart because I couldn't walk the course and carry my bag. You know, had a few college coaches that really stood by me and were like, we still want you to be able to play here, even though it takes a little bit more effort to bring you to tournaments. So always grateful for them for just giving me a chance.
Rhianne might have practiced less than the rest of the field when she arrives on the first tee for the G4D Tour in Texas, or in Kansas for the US Adaptive Open. But that doesn't mean she will be the least prepared. She has DJ's wisdom, even though she didn't follow that to play right-handed, of course. And she has a decade of playing golf to a very high standard. And, successfully managing her medical condition while still loving a sport, no player understands their capabilities better than Rhianne knows hers. She also understands that while the odd round ruiner can affect anyone, it's how you come back the next day that really matters. If that's Rhianne's and DJ's secret, it's a good one. This Edgar podcast was written and narrated by Ben Evans, and the sound production was by Martin Maynard of Sounds Good. You can find more stories of people with a disability thriving through golf in the profiles section of the Edgar website at edgargolf.com, and you can contact members of our team through the website.